Gaza, a symbol of heroism. Political commentary by Nasser Kandil. There's no room for debate about the catastrophic conditions endured by the Palestinian people in Gaza, where hunger, cold, and disease claim lives as relentlessly as the brutal and criminal strikes of the occupying army. Yet the steadfastness and resilience of the people on their land remain unyielding. Their collective refusal to surrender or turn against the resistance echoes their unwavering determination. Amid these dire circumstances, the young fighters of the resistance, led by the ranks of Al-Qassam brigades and Al-Quds brigades, continue to operate, surprising the occupying forces with innovative tactics and advanced methods in their operations. It is as though Gaza has become a school of strategic planning, exuding confidence in its capabilities, leadership, structure, and the unwavering trust of its people. Gaza's experience has indeed become a profound model of resilience. Just yesterday, we witnessed a new chapter of heroism through a remarkable operation by the resistance in the besieged and devastated Jabalia. A young fighter managed to stab an occupying soldier, seize his weapon, and then confront three additional soldiers at point-blank range, taking them down, all within mere seconds. The scene unfolding in Gaza today will reveal the impact of the aftermath of the ceasefire. The occupying entity's savagery and crimes will only deepen the people's conviction in their choice of resistance. This time, the resistance won't rely on external supply lines for strength. Over the years, it has transformed its vital weapon depot into the minds of its fighters. These fighters can repurpose unexploded Israeli shells and fragments of detonated missiles into materials for manufacturing rockets, shells, and explosives. Moreover, the resistance has progressed to developing and manufacturing its own drones. Gaza, emerging from this war, will radiate inspiration across all of Palestine. The first park will ignite in the West Bank, where attempts to tighten control and coordinate with the occupiers will prove futile. Palestinians have moved beyond the illusions of negotiations and the false hopes of appeasement. The released prisoner leaders will bring with them hard-earned expertise, having established another school of resistance behind bars. Post Al-Aqsa flood, Palestine enters a new era of heroism and valor, a stage marked by unshakable resolve and boundless bravery.